you can circulate it if possible. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in the sixth month, Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Hallelujah. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hallelujah. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Praise the name of the Lord. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And behold, praise the Lord. I will stop here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was an encounter that a young lady had with a messenger of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Mary was a young lady. She was a virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. And she had this encounter. Now the story goes like this. The angel came to her and said, Mary, you have found favor with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have what? Found favor. God has looked upon you with favor. And there's only one way a man finds favor with God. It has to do with his faith and the condition of what? Of his heart. Because the Bible said that God looketh what? On the heart. He said, You have found favor with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, something is going to happen to you. You will conceive in your womb. Hallelujah. You will receive seed into your womb, and life will form inside your womb. Hallelujah. And then when you give birth to that life, that child shall be called the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And this child that shall be born shall be given authority and power. Hallelujah. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he shall sit on the throne of his father David. He shall rule forever and ever. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this story we have read is something that happened 2,000 years ago. Praise the name of the Lord. But one of the things we are going to learn tonight about the Word of God is that the Word of God is prophetic. Hallelujah. These stories that you read in the Bible speak about certain things that are happening when? Today. Things that are happening in your life. The Bible says that those things are examples unto us. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, here, the angel, a messenger from God, a minister of the gospel, praise the name of the Lord, came to a woman. In the Bible, the woman is a type of a church. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are a woman. I am a woman. We are the bride of who? Of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And then told her, say, listen, you will receive seed. Hallelujah. May you receive seed tonight. Hallelujah. May you receive the life of God tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. May you conceive life tonight. And may you bring forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having said that, I would like to take us back a little bit. Two nights ago, when I began to share with you, we went back to the book of Genesis, hallelujah, chapter 1. In that place, God began to unfold something that was in his heart. I want to tell you today that God is again in the business of revealing the things that are what? In his heart. Praise the name of the Lord. To those who have obtained what? Favor with him. Praise the name of the Lord. He will share with them. You know, when the Bible says that Abraham was a friend of God, when God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he came to Abraham to tell him. Hallelujah. He said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I want to do? There are certain people God cannot hide something from them. Praise the name of the Lord, because they are his friends. He said that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, in Genesis chapter 1, we read something. Said God said, let us make man in our world image. Praise the name of the Lord. We have also learned that that image is Christ. We read that in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, that Jesus is the express word image of the invisible God. Praise the name of the Lord. You can also see that in the book of Colossians chapter 2. You see that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God decided to make man, I want to tell you a secret. Hallelujah. Why did God make man? God wanted to have children. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God wanted to reproduce his life on the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. He wanted to have men on the earth who are born of him and who look like him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Men born of God, men who are the express image of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you that the day you receive Jesus into your life, you receive the seed. Amen. You know what a seed is? Eh? A seed, like a seed of corn. That's what you receive in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. That seed has the power to grow. Hallelujah. And if you are given the right environment, that seed in your life will grow. Praise the name of the Lord. It is God's plan and intention that that seed that you receive comes to maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. When it comes to maturity, it brings forth what? Fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. So God desires to have sons. Not children only, but what? Sons. Hello, did you hear me? Praise the name of the Lord. There is a difference between a child and what? A son. Amen. We are all children of God. If you are here and you have received Jesus into your life, you become a child of God. Amen. But you see, a child cannot do many things. Praise the name of the Lord.
We love children, but children are not very useful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to take care of them. For you, you want somebody who is grown up, whom when you are going out, you say, look, clean the house for me, do this for me, take charge of my house. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody who can take responsibility. And so God desires to have what? Sons. Sons are children that have come of full age and what? And stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Children who have come of full age and what? And stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's read that from the book of Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at that quickly and then we'll come back again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds, and some teachers. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Hallelujah. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will come. This is God's plan. This is God's purpose for the church. Hallelujah. God does not want you to get born again. He wants you to come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the mind of God. Today, people are happy. They are born again. They have a church. Praise the name of the Lord. They preach. They do one thing or the other. But that is not God's thoughts. Praise the name of the Lord. God, the Bible says that God is Alpha and what? And Omega. When he begins a thing, he has an end in view. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not just interested in the beginning. Actually, God is interested in what? In the end. Because the Bible says that the end of a thing is better than what? The beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. The end of a thing is better than the beginning. The beginning is good, but the end is what? It's better. It's one thing to be born again. Praise the name of the Lord. But after you are born again, what next? Amen. God is saying that you are to grow. Hallelujah. And grow. And grow. And grow. And grow. Until you come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Of Christ. Some people say that is impossible. God says that is what? Possible. Hallelujah. Whose report do you believe? Man's report or God's report? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so God is unfolding his mind to his people. Hallelujah. That when God says, I want to make man, he was looking for a son. Hallelujah. A Christian that has come to full word stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He was that man that God was looking for. He was a man that had come to full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is God's plan for you. That is God's goal for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, how does God go about this matter? What is God's plan to bring you into this status, into this position? First of all, God wants you to see it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? God wants you to see and to understand and to believe. Praise the name of the Lord. That He's not just looking for born again Christians, He's looking for what? Sons. Hallelujah. God is looking for what? Sons. Christians who have come to full what? Stature. Christians who are going to be invested with the authority of God. You remember the angel told Mary, that child will sit on the throne of his father, what? David. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When God said, let us make man, He said, let him have what? Dominion. Man will not have dominion until man comes to full what? Stature. Praise the name of the Lord. That should be your goal. Hallelujah. To come to full word stature. It is for this purpose that God raises up ministries. He said He gave apostles, you know, prophets, evangelists, shepherds to minister to the church. Hallelujah. And the church will keep growing. Praise the name of the Lord. Until the church comes to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, when you look at the man, me, and you look at Christ, you will not see what? Any difference. That is God's plan for you. Hallelujah. That must be your goal. That must be your ambition in life. Praise the name of the Lord. Many people have different ambitions. Some say they want to be a pastor. Hallelujah. I want to be a senior pastor. I want to be a bishop. I want to be an archbishop. Hallelujah. That is too small for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Your goal must to be what? A son. Amen. Your goal in life, you from today, your vision must to become what? A son. Praise the name of the Lord. A matured son. A son that has come to full stature. A son that has become the express image of Christ. Just as Christ is the express image of what now? The invisible God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how does God go about this matter? There is one law in Genesis chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. God set a law there. That law says that every seed, hallelujah, every seed will what? Bring forth afterwards its own kind. Amen. Have you read that law before? Every seed will bring forth afterwards its own kind. In other words, if you plant mango seed, you have mango in this country. Yes, you have mango, right? Good. If you plant mango seed here today, what are you expecting to come out of this place? What are you expecting? Mango, right? Praise the name of the Lord. If you plant orange here, what are you expecting? Orange. In fact, the law says in Galatians that whatsoever a man sows, that is what he is going to reap. That law can never be changed. So, how will God raise up Christ in the earth? Praise the name of the Lord. God will plant what? Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The law of sowing and reaping will begin to work. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you read the parable of the sower before? The parable of the sower. You see that the sower went forth to do what now? To sow seed. Amen. He went forth to sow seed. Praise the name of the Lord. And he sowed seed in different kinds of places. Some seed fell by the wayside. And the Bible tells us that these were people who heard the word, but they did not what? Understand. Hallelujah. Tonight, your first prayer must be, Lord, I want to understand. That must be your prayer. In fact, before you came here, you will begin to pray. Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. The things we are talking are spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. The natural mind does not understand them. They do not make sense to the natural mind. Praise the name of the Lord. For the spiritual mind understands spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this man began to sow seed. And the first bunch of seed fell by the wayside. And he said that these were people who heard this word, but they did not understand. And you know what happened? He said that the devil came and did what? And stole the word. Don't let the devil rob you tonight. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rob you tonight. Tell God, I must understand. Hallelujah. Tell God, I will understand. I have the spirit of God. I have the spirit of truth. I have the ability to understand. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. This one did not understand, and the devil came and took it away from them. They went away empty. Praise the name of the Lord. There was another group. They received the word. They understood it. But they did not have roots in themselves. There are Christians like that. They don't have spiritual depth. Praise the name of the Lord. They say, wow, this is wonderful. We are to be sons of God. We are to share the glory of God. We are to come to the stature of Christ. We are to have authority. We are to rule and reign with Christ. We are to sit upon the throne of God. That is wonderful. But you see, every word that you hear will be tried. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every word that you hear will have challenge. It will have opposition. Praise the name of the Lord. If the Lord says, don't do this, do this. Hallelujah. Do away with this. Some people will say, what? Are you not doing this? You must do this. Praise the name of the Lord. And some, because they don't have depth, when they are challenged and there's a problem, they do what? They turn away. Praise the name of the Lord. They say, this is too hard. Because they did not have roots. They did not have depth. You must have depth in the name of Jesus Christ. You must have depth. Hallelujah. Nobody can uproot you in Jesus' name. Amen. The same people even went a step further. They heard the word. They received the word. They even endured temptation and trial and tribulation. Hallelujah. But had a problem. He says that the cares of this life, they wanted to be rich. Hallelujah. They wanted to have a lot of money. They were pursuing after this. They wanted husband. They wanted car. They wanted house. And this thing came and did what? And choked the world. Squeezed the world. And the world died. It was aborted. Praise the name of the Lord. They did not bear fruit. But there was another group. Hallelujah. These ones received the word. They believed the word. They endured tribulation. Hallelujah. They overcame the word. They loved not the word. Hallelujah. And the seed produced fruit in their lives. This fruit is Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. But you will notice that there were these three categories of these people. Some produced 30-fold. Hallelujah. Some produced what? 60-fold. But there was one group of people that produced what? 100-fold. Praise the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord, I will produce 100-fold. Hallelujah. These were the ones that came to the measure of the stature of what? The fullness. 100 is the number of fullness in the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. The very best that God has for you. Hallelujah. 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 So God is planting seed today in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants that seed to grow. God wants that seed to mature. Praise the name of the Lord. In John chapter 12, book of John chapter 12, Jesus was ministering somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 12, verse 24. There was something Jesus said there. Some people came to him from very strange lands. And they say to him, who want to see Jesus. In fact, some they came to the disciples and told the disciples, "We want to see Jesus." They were strangers from the far land. The disciples now came and told Jesus, "Some people from Greece, they want to see you." Hallelujah. And Jesus did something very strange that day. The Bible says he began to rejoice in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because he says, "Father, the hour has come that you might glorify your Son." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, how was the God going to be? He now turned and told his disciples. He said, "I tell you something." He said, "Except a corn of wheat fall down to the ground and die, it abideth what? Alone. But if it falls down and dies, it will produce what? Much fruit." What was he trying to say? And I want you to listen very carefully. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. But God does not just want to have one son. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to have what? Many sons. You can see that in the book of Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. He said that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. How was God going to do that? Jesus said, "I'm just one man." Amen. I can't see all of them at the same time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't see all of them. I can only see one person at a time. But he said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fall down to the ground and do what? And die." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. "I will fall down like a corn. A seed of corn, I will fall down and do what? And die." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Jesus died so that he can release his life to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So that same life will be reproduced where? In you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Are we together? The life you have received is a resurrected life. The life you have received is an incorruptible life. The life you have received is the very life of Jesus Christ. By that same life, he did all the miracles he did. By that same life, he overcame the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to reproduce that life in you, not in a small measure, but what? In fullness. Hallelujah. That's why you were born again. Hallelujah. So, you must begin to see that, oh, my being born again is just the beginning. Hallelujah. I am going somewhere. Hallelujah. I am going to be like Jesus. Not in heaven, but here on earth. Because the nations want to see Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? They want to see him in you. Amen. They want to see him in you. Not in part. You were born again so that you can be conformed. That is in the book of Hebrews, Romans chapter 8. You have read it in your Bible. Let's read it together. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I read from verse 29. Are we there? Romans chapter 8 verse 29. It says, "For whom he did foreknow," that is you and me, hallelujah, "he also did predestinate," that is God's plan, the plan he formed for you before you were born. Hallelujah. This is God's intention for you, that you be predestinate to be what? Conformed to the image of what? His Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He predestinated you, he proposed for you, he planned for you that you will get born again. Hallelujah. And that you will grow to be conformed. You know what it means to be conformed? You you become the photocopy. You know what photocopy is? Jesus is the original copy. You put it aside and you begin to make many copies. Hallelujah. God is making photocopies of Jesus Christ. He's making color copies of Jesus Christ. You will look at them, you look at Jesus, you will not see what the difference. And this is the hour. This is the time. Praise the name of the Lord. That God is raising up sons in the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is your plan. God foreknew you. Before you were born, He said, I knew you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. I called you. My plan for you is that you might be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. You will be like Him. I will call Him my son. I will also call you all my son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible calls a glorious hope. A glorious hope. It is much more than church. Amen. It's much more than coming to church. Hallelujah. We come to church to receive life, to grow. Hallelujah. To increase. To grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are going to grow to the height of Christ. We are going to grow to the breadth of Christ. Hallelujah. We are going to grow to the measure. The Spirit of God that was in Jesus Christ in the fullness will also come to you in the fullness. Hallelujah. That is God's plan for us. That's God's plan for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God begins to sow the seed. God sows the seed. Every time you hear the word of the Lord, the seed is being sown. Amen. Amen. A seed is being sown. This seed passes through different stages of growth. Mark chapter 4. Let's read something in Mark chapter 4. Let me touch that quickly. Mark chapter 4. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 26. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. This was one of the parables that Jesus told them. And it's one of the mysteries of the seed. Amen. Verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Hallelujah. Yesterday my brother began to say that this ground is your soul. Amen. Your earth, the earth, your soul is the earth where God sows His word, His seed. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed into the ground. Now look at what happened here. He says, verse 27, he says, and should sleep and rise. Who was this man? Jesus. Amen. How did he do it? He says he cast seed into the ground and he slept. You know what? How he slept? He died. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He slept. And then he rose. Amen. He planted a seed. He died. And how did he? He rose again. And then something else is mentioned here. Night and what? Day. What is night? The Bible tells us that darkness is what? Night. Is that correct? Genesis chapter 1. It says that the darkness be called what? Night. Amen. And then day. If you look at the book of Genesis, the Bible says it is evening and what? And morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Evening is the time of darkness. Morning is the time of what? Light. The Bible says that weeping will endure for what now? In night. Once you are darkness, Once you were night, praise the name of the Lord, but now you are what? Day. You are light. You are the children of the day. Praise the name of the Lord. When this seed was planted, you were darkness. But the darkness is passing away. Hallelujah. The word that you hear, this seed, is causing darkness to do what now? To pass away. And the true light is downward, shining. So the man slept and he rose. It was night and then it was what? Day. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what happened to the seed? The seed did what? It sprang up. Mysteriously. How many people can tell us how the seed that you plant inside the earth decays and then suddenly does what? It springs up. It is the mystery of resurrection. Hallelujah. When you got born again, there was a resurrection in your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Every day as you receive the word of the Lord, there is a resurrection taking place where? In your soul. Something is changing inside you. Hallelujah. As you open up, as you receive the seed more and more, resurrection, change begins to take place. Night begins to pass away. Day begins to do what? To come. We were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, we should put away the unfruitful works of what now? Darkness, because we are no longer darkness. Amen. This seed began to grow. Look at it here. Verse 28. It says, for the earth, the soul, my personality, bringeth forth fruit of herself. Praise the name of the Lord. First of all, the blade. The plant comes, the person that comes is that little green shoot, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. That one is just a newborn baby. He's just born again. The green leaf is showing that new life is what now is springing out. But that's not where the story ends. Hallelujah. The thing must grow. He says, after that, then what comes out? The ear. The thing begins to bring forth flowers. Hallelujah. Then after that, what happens? The full corn in the ear. That is when the fruit, that is when it comes to what now? Maturity. It is now ready for what? For harvest. Now this is the process through which God expects you to pass through as you receive and respond to His word. There are people today who are Christians, they ignore the word of God. God is not a magician. Amen. Everything God does, He does it by what? His word. He speaks the word to you. If you neglect that word, you can be a Christian for 20 years. No change will take place in your life. Hallelujah. But if you open up your heart to the word of God, that word is able to change your soul. Is that what the Bible says? It says, receive with meekness. James says, the engrafted word, which is able to what? To save your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word that you hear is important. Hallelujah. Amen. It's important that you know the ministry that you receive from. Amen. Amen. Because it's very, very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse 29. It says, but when the fruit is come, or is brought forth, listen to this, very important. When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. I want to tell you something. We are nearing the time of the harvest. Amen. What is God going to harvest? Is he going to harvest the blade of corn? That first one that comes. If you're a farmer, is that what you harvest? God is not just looking for people who are born again. Praise the name of the Lord. He's looking for sons who are what? Mature. He's looking for the fruit. That's what he wants to harvest. I think what I should have mentioned yesterday about the three feasts. Praise the name of the Lord. God told the children of Israel that three times in a year, every male must appear before me. All of you are male in Christ Jesus. Are we understanding that? Praise the name of the Lord. The Son speaks about those who have the capacity to receive an inheritance. Amen. You have the capacity to receive an inheritance in Christ Jesus. You are an heir of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, three times in a year, all your males shall appear before me. God was trying to say that every Christian who must come to to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, to the destination that God has proposed for him in life, to the goal that God has set for him. That is the mark of the high calling. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, I am pressing towards this mark. This mark is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is God's standard. Jesus said he's going to judge. How is he going to judge? By his standard. Praise the name of the Lord. Peter was speaking to them on the day of Pentecost. He said that, look, you have to repent because he has appointed a day in which he's going to judge the world through a man. If you read it from another translation, he will tell you he will judge a man by the word, by the standard of a man whom he has appointed. Praise the name of the Lord. He's judging everybody by the standard of Jesus Christ. So you will come there in measure. If you meet up, you are approved. Hallelujah. You come there. If you fall short, you know the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen what? Short of the glory of God. Who is this glory of God? Jesus is the glory of the invisible God. We are all falling short of the stature of Christ. But God wants to raise us again. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to bring us back to glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he says that when the corn appears, then it is time for harvest. Hallelujah. So those three feasts were all harvest feasts. In other words, in each of these feasts, a fruit must come out of what? Your life. The first feast was the feast of Passover. Praise the name of the Lord. Passover was a season of harvest. The children of Israel harvested a meal they called barley. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were celebrating that feast. They were harvesting. Praise the Lord. That speaks about the of being born again. Hallelujah. When you are born again, your business with God has just started. Hallelujah. He says, let us leave the foundations. Isn't that what Hebrews chapter 6 says? And let us move on toward to perfection. Amen. We must not only be going down the foundations, we must move toward now to perfection. So the first feast was the feast of Passover, and it was the barley harvest. There must be a fruit in your life to show that you are born again. Amen. You cannot be born again and continue to live the type of life you were living before. Praise the name of the Lord. There must be some fruit to show for it. But that fruit is the initial fruit. Amen. The second feast was the feast of Pentecost. Today we call ourselves Pentecostals, isn't it? We are people who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, who speak in tongues. That is also a fruit. Gifts of the Spirit manifest too. Amen. That feast of Pentecost was the time Israel harvested their wheat. You know what wheat is? That's what you need to make flour for bread. Amen. A fruit must also come out of your life. If you have received the Holy Spirit, something must show in your life. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit must begin to show. Some aspect of the life of God must begin to show. In fact, Paul calls it the first fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the first fruit, the first evidence of the Spirit. We are waiting for the fullness. Amen. What you receive when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost is called the first fruit. Just a deposit. It's a commitment that God made to you. It's not like somebody wants to buy a car. Hallelujah. And they say the car is $10. And they say, I want to buy this car. And you now pay $4 or $3 and say, okay, hold this. I'll come tomorrow and do what? And bring the balance for you. Hallelujah. The man knows that this is a serious work now, a serious fire. Hallelujah. God gave us the Holy Spirit to show us that he is what? Serious. Hallelujah. That he said, what I give you is just a little. Secondly, I want to give you the Holy Spirit to show that it is real. Amen. Whatever you have experienced as a Christian today is just child play, little, compared to what God is what is bringing. Do you want the rest? Do you want the balance? Then you must aspire to come to full stature. Hallelujah. The balance is for Christians who come towards the full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, I forget everything. If I did miracle before, I forget. Paul had done miracles. He had raised the dead, he had healed the sick. But he said, all of this I forget. And I press towards what? The measure of the stature of what now? The fullness of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. From today, your vision must change. Hallelujah. You will no longer live ordinary life. Hallelujah. You wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I want to be like Christ. You will go to sleep in the evening and say, Lord, I want to come to the stature of Christ. I want to be filled with the fullness of God. I want to be like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to be a son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The third feast was the greatest feast. It was the feast of tabernacles. Praise the name of the Lord. In that feast was the major harvest. That was the harvest of fruits. The olive tree, the pomegranate tree, the grape tree, the vine, all were harvested at the feast of tabernacles. It was the great harvest. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the harvest that God is waiting for. Praise the name of the Lord. This is God's target. And this is the vision that God is showing to his church at this hour so that people will see it and they will say bye-bye to the world. Hallelujah. You cannot have this and have the world at the same time. Praise the name of the Lord. You must reject the world. The Bible says, love not the world and the things that are in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. If any man loves these things, the love of the Father is what? It's not in him. The world, the love of the world, squeezes the world you receive. It chokes it. It makes it unable to produce fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. As you love the Lord, this fruit begins to grow. Hallelujah. The love of the Father causes this thing to grow fast. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So there must be a progression in your life. There must be an increase in your life. There must be a growth. What you are yesterday, you ought not to be what? Today. Something must be increasing. The measure of Christ. You see, God is pouring something into you. Hallelujah. Amen. At the end of the day, you are going to be judged. Not by how many miracles you have done. You are going to be weighed by the measure of Christ that is found here in you. When you are weighed, it is the measure of Christ that is recorded. Nothing more, nothing less. Praise the name of the Lord. Christ must increase in you. Hallelujah. You must decrease. Amen. You must decrease so that Christ can what? Increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is looking for sons. There's a reason why God is looking for sons. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to give government to them. The government of this earth. He said that some will rule and what now? Reign with Christ. Amen. Not all Christians will rule and reign with Christ. Amen. He says to him that was overcoming. To rule and reign with Christ is reserved for overcomers. Praise the name of the Lord. It's reserved for sons. Somewhere in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. We read about something very mysterious. John said he saw a revelation. He saw a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the woman was pregnant. Have you remembered that scripture? Hello? Have you read that scripture before? The woman that was pregnant, she was clothed with a son. Who has read that place before? Nobody. Let's read Revelation chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. From 12. Okay, thank you. What? Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. Can somebody read?
From verse 1 to verse 5. Something that has to do with you and with me.
Amen.
She saw a woman. We said earlier today that a woman means what? What did we say that a woman represents? The church. Amen. The woman represents what? The church. In the general sense, it represents your soul in the personal sense. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this woman was pregnant.
Amen.
That's good news. Hallelujah. I tell you, the church is pregnant. Praise the name of the Lord. You are pregnant. I am pregnant. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember the woman, the angel came to Mary. Hello? And said, Mary, you become pregnant. Hallelujah. Because you are found favor with God. Hallelujah. This child is not a natural child.
Amen.
This child is fathered by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You will give birth to a child that will rule, hallelujah, over the nations. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, this woman was pregnant. There was a dragon. Hallelujah. The dragon was interested in what? The child. To devour the child. To make sure that this child does not what? Survive. That is the battle. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The woman began to travel. Hallelujah. Today, the church is in travel. Hallelujah. You also must enter into your travail. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you can bring forth. He said, Mary, that thing that you will give birth will be called what now? The Son of God. I want to bring forth the Son of God. Hallelujah. In my personality. In the word I speak. In the way I think. In the way I behave. In the authority of God. In the life of God, I want to bring forth the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You also must bring forth the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a dragon that is waiting. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But God is mighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As soon as this child was born, he was cut off to the throne of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he began to rule the nations with a rod of iron. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. It is this son. This son is a man child. This man child is a minimum bad body. A group of overcomers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From all the nations of the earth. Those who agree with God and it comes to the stature, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God will clothe them with authority.
Amen.
If you read a little further,
you notice something. That immediately this man child was caught up to the throne of God. Prabhu was in the heavens. Hallelujah. Up to that point, the devil had been what? Ruling. Hallelujah. But a new king had come. Praise the name of the Lord. And the heaven could not contain both of them. Praise the name of the Lord. One of them has to give way. Hallelujah. The devil will not continue to lord over us forever. Amen. God is raising up sons. When they are mature, he will clothe them with authority. Praise the name of the Lord. And he will teach the principality and power. He will teach them a lesson. According to the book of Ephesians. Say they will teach principality and power the manifold wisdom of God. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be a part of this man child. Hallelujah. You must desire to be a part of this man child. This is the vision that God is bringing to the church today. Hallelujah. When you begin to see this thing, you stop playing church. You stop living Magomago life. You understand that? You stop whiling away your time and you begin to give your heart over to God. You begin to give your soul over to God so that the Holy Ghost can overshadow your soul so that you can bring forth this man child. Praise the name of the Lord. This man child is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. These are the ones that will rule and reign with Christ forever and ever. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is God's plan for you. This is God's thought for you. One of the things the Bible says here is that a virgin will conceive. Hello? Have you read that in the Bible? Isaiah said, behold, a virgin. Who is a virgin? A virgin is a woman that has not known man. Is that correct? She is a woman, a church that has not been corrupted. My brother was talking about corruption. Amen. That has not been defiled. That has not been polluted. Today we are living in a time of great immorality. So much uncleanness. So much filthiness. Women don't have respect for their bodies anymore. They don't value this body. They just use it anyhow. The Bible says this body is for manifestation. Hallelujah. See that the body is not for fornication. This body is for the Lord. The Lord wants to reveal His glory in you. That's why you must not defile this body. That's why you must keep your body as a virgin. Now, I'm not talking about physical virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm talking spiritually. Amen. Amen. A church that has not known man. Today, man has taken over the church. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to overshadow the church. Jesus wants to be head, wants to shadow the church. Only a church that is overshadowed by Christ will bring forth the man child. If you're overshadowed by a pastor, or a bishop, or a deacon, you will not bring forth the man child. Hello, did you hear what I say? A virgin church is a church. It says that a virgin is concerned how she may keep her body and spirit for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is looking for a virgin church. A church that is yielded to the Spirit of God. In such churches, they are overshadowed by their pastor. They fear their pastor. They will do right when the pastor is around. When the pastor is not there, they understand that they will do anything. But God is looking for a church that is walking under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. That is walking under the fear of God, not the fear of man. That is responding. It says here in Romans chapter 8 that sons are as many as are led by what? The Spirit. Hello. Hallelujah. They are not led by man. They are virgins. Hallelujah. They are virgins. They were not defiled with women. Praise the name of the Lord. Only a virgin will conceive. A harlot will not conceive. Amen. In the book of Leviticus, when God gave instructions for the high priest, He said that the high priest, when he wants to marry, he must marry a virgin from among his people. Amen. He must not marry a harlot. Jesus is the high priest. He's looking for a wife. Praise the name of the Lord. A virgin is one who is keeping her heart for the Lord. Hallelujah. They love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. If a man love the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, these are the things that defile you and corrupt you and pollute you. Praise the name of the Lord. You will not be able to bring forth. God says the angel was sent to a virgin. I believe today that there are virgins here. Hallelujah. There are men and women who are keeping their hearts for the Lord. They are not allowing things that defile and corrupt and pollute to come to their hearts. They love not the world, but they love the Father. To such, God is sending messengers. Praise the name of the Lord. This angel you see is moving around the earth today. Praise the name of the Lord. From nation to nation, from country to country. Some of them wear glasses. Hallelujah. Some of them, you know them. Amen. But they have a word from the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. As you receive that word, as Mary received that word. Hallelujah. Mary said, this is impossible. How can it be? Amen. Said the Lord, with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mary said, be it done unto me according to your word. If you're able to speak like that tonight, hallelujah, receiving the word of the Lord, something will begin to happen to you. The Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things spoken by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, my beloved, this is God's talk for us. God is showing us something beyond our imagination, something beyond our capacity, something that only God can do. Hallelujah. It is not by might, not by power, but by word, by my spirit. He said, my spirit will overshadow you. You must dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God is moving to the earth today, recovering his wife from other men who have been shadowing her. Praise the name of the Lord. It is important that an individual and an assembly know the overshadowing of Christ. Today we follow men, we don't follow Christ. But it says, as many as are led by what? By their pastor, by their bishop, as many as are what? Led by what? The Spirit. They are the sons of God. God wants to take over the life of his people. Hallelujah. He wants to bring them to a personal relationship with him. The purpose of the ministry that God set in the church, as you see in Ephesians chapter 4, is to bring the people to God, to Christ, to full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. The ministry is to minister to the church. She is not to marry the church. Praise the name of the Lord. When they asked John the Baptist, he said, I am not the Christ. He said, the bridegroom belongs to the bride, not to the friend of the bridegroom. Praise the name of the Lord. When the friend of the bridegroom is coming, the friend of the bridegroom must what? Must diminish. Today, man must begin to diminish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ministers must begin to get less and less what? Visible. Christ must begin to become more and more what? Visible. Hallelujah. This is the church that will bring forth the man child. Amen. I pray you understand what I'm saying. It's important. The things of God, the laws of God cannot be changed. Hallelujah. Virgin only will conceive. And they shall call his name what now? Emmanuel. God in our midst. Praise the name of the Lord. This will bring forth the presence of God and the glory of God in the midst of his people. That is the decision that is coming. Hallelujah. That is the glory that is returning to Zion. Amen. But it is returning unto a people who are virgins in their hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to start, just talk a little about this issue of sonship. I want to read from Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Are we there? I read it. It says, now I say that the heir
as long as he is a shah, differeth nothing from his servants, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Praise the name of the Lord. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to take time to explain some basic things here. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, sometimes when we read King James, hallelujah, you know, English language as a language has certain limitations. So sometimes there is a word that you can see in the Greek, and they may not have a word in English to go down to adequately translate it. I'll give you one illustration. There's a word King James translates charity. Other modern translations translate it love. Amen. Now, but if you go to the Greek, everywhere you see the word love. If you go to the Greek, you see three basic words that are translated love. One is the word eros. Hallelujah. It's translated love. The other one is the word filio. It's also translated word love. The other one is the word agape. It's also translated word love. Amen. Amen. All of these words speak about some form of love, but they are different kinds of words of love. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm trying to just play a basic application here. The word eros speaks about carnal love, physical love, bodily love, fleshly love. Praise the name of the Lord. That's where you get the word erotic. Things that pertain to sex. Praise the name of the Lord. And things that have to do with that. There's another word called filial. Praise the name of the Lord. Eros pertains to the body. Amen. The second word is the word filial. It's bodily love. Hallelujah. The love that I have for you because of the relationship I have with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe I meet somebody here who's from Nigeria. I say, oh, my brother. You understand? I feel something for him. Hallelujah. Because we belong to the same country. You are from the same family. You are from the same tribe. You went to the same school together. You understand that? It's a law that has to do with relationships. Amen. But there's a third kind of love, praise the name of the Lord, that is called agape love. This is God's kind of love. Hallelujah. And this love is a selfless love. It's a sacrificial love. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a giving love. Praise the Lord. But all of this is translated word love. Now the same way the word son, there are three basic words that are translated son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a word called technon. Praise the name of the Lord. It speaks of a child. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look about three stages. If you look at the life of Jesus Christ, you notice he appears in three stages, right? The first time you see him, he's a baby. Is that correct? In the manger. Are we together?
Yeah.
At that time, he was so weak that when danger came, he had to carry him and do what? And run away. Praise the name of the Lord. But he was a son, a child, an offspring of God. The
the second time we see him, it is 12 years. Is that correct? In the temple. The second manifestation. The word there is the word technion. Praise the name of the Lord. It means a small child, a small boy. The third time we see him, he is 30 years. Hallelujah. That is full stature. In the scriptures, 30 is the number of full word stature. Joseph became king in Egypt when he was what? 30 years. David became king in Israel when he was what? 30 years. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost when he became what? 30 years. Praise the name of the Lord. God, 30 is the number of full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we see here, Paul was saying that the heir, when a child is born, he's an heir. But he's not able to manage his father's estate. Are you understanding that? He is an heir, but he is a child. He is under tutors and governors. God sent ministries, apostles, shepherds, evangelists, prophets, to do what? To minister to him, to take care of him. Hallelujah. In your house, if you have a house help and you have a little child, when the child is small, the house help can beat the child, isn't it? And train the child. But when the child grows, the child begins to give instruction to the house help. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the principle of sonship. He says that the heir, as long as the child, is not different from servants. Hallelujah. So he undergoes training. He undergoes discipline. He learns obedience by the things that he does what? He suffers. The father chastens him, corrects him, trains him with the hope that he will become a mature son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will become 30 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is God's goal for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, at 30 years, something happens. The Bible calls it that we might receive the adoption of sons. I will tell you what that word means. The Greek word that is translated adoption is the word geothesia. The word for son, mature son, is the word bio, H-U-O-I-S. It means a full-grown, mature son. Praise the name of the Lord. What I'm telling you tonight is very important because it's going to change your entire perspective of Christianity. It's going to change your vision. It's going to change your goal and focus as a Christian. You're going to have a set of focus. This is where I'm going to. Hallelujah. I will not allow anything to distract me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so that word is geothesia. It means to place as a son. Now let me tell you what it means. The Romans and the Greeks had this ceremony. The Greeks called it geothesia. The Romans called it toga virilis. Praise the name of the Lord. Toga is a dress the Romans wear. Hallelujah. That dress they wear, and they use pin to pin it like this here. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a ceremony, a public ceremony. Now listen, brethren. Listen very carefully. A public ceremony. When a child who has been growing in the house of a father has been learning the father's business, being under training, comes of age, he becomes 30 years. Now the father does a public ceremony. Amen. He invites his friends. He invites his family members. He invites his relatives. He invites his business partners. He invites his family members. All the servants will come and they will line up like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the father will say, today, this is my son. Hallelujah. He says, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you know him, he has come of age. Praise the name of the Lord. I am pleased with him. He has learned everything I have taught him. He has obeyed me in every word. He has not been disobedient to me. I am happy with him. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, he has come of full stature. He has come to fullness. He has come to maturity. He is now a man. Praise the name of the Lord. I am now going to hand over, hallelujah, authority to him. Before everybody, the Father will remove his ring. In those days, this ring is like a shield, a symbol of authority. He will take it and he will put it on the finger of his son. The Father will remove his robe, the toga, and put it around his son and clasp it. Praise the name of the Lord. By that act, that son has become the master of that household. The first thing he will do is all the servants in the house come and do what? Come and kneel down before him. Praise the name of the Lord. All the servants who used to flog the boy before, they will come and do what? They will bow down. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said that when he brings his firstborn into the world, he said, let all the angels do what? Let them come and bow before him. Praise the name of the Lord. And so Jesus, in the days of his flesh, grew up as a baby to a little boy in the temple. But one day, he was 30 years. At the river Jordan, hallelujah, the Father spoke from heaven. He said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. He said, this is my beloved son. Obey him. Sun, obey him. Moon, obey him. Wind, obey him. Sea, obey him. Sickness, obey him. Disease, obey him. Devils, obey him. Hallelujah. His word is my word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is waiting for you. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the calling of God. This is the purpose of God. He's looking for people whom he will anoint. Hallelujah. With the fullness of authority. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to round up here. And I want to mention just one or two things. Praise the name of the Lord. I just pray tonight that you have understood something. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 23, that the earnest expectation of all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That is the people that are in the earth today who are undergoing training. The Bible says that Jesus, hallelujah, humbled himself, became obedient, and died the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. That at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With earnest expectation, your neighbor is waiting for you. Hallelujah. Your family is waiting for you. Your country is waiting for you. All the ends of the earth are waiting for you. He said that when the sun begins to come forth, that creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Hallelujah. These are the people that will bring down the kingdom of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. These are the people that will restore all that the devil has taken from man. These are the people that will bring healing to creation. Praise the name of the Lord. That will restore the land. That will speak a word in this land. Hallelujah. And things begin to change. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has sworn. When Jesus came into this world, hallelujah, he came as the word of the Lord. Is that what he called himself? The word that was made flesh. God said something in Isaiah chapter 55. He says, as the heavens, as the rain coming down from heaven, praise the name of the Lord, and does not return to that, except it watered the earth and making the earth fruitful and bore, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, so shall my word be. Who is the word of God? Jesus. Amen. 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 Jesus is the word of the Lord. When he came into this world, he came for a purpose. Hallelujah. To get a body of sons. And the Lord says, this word will not return to God empty. Hallelujah. He will perform what the Lord sent him for.
Hallelujah.
He said in John chapter 17,
these are the ones.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have kept them. I have preserved them.
Praise the name of the Lord.
The Lord will not return void. For in Psalm 126, he says that this man went forth with him, carrying precious seed. When he was going on the cross, hallelujah, he was carrying life. This seed is his own life. Hallelujah, his own life that he came to sow in the earth. We learn from Genesis chapter 1 that every seed shall bring forth afterwards his own kind. If Jesus planted his life in the earth, what do you think he will harvest? The same. Exactly the same seed that was planted is what he's going to go with to harvest. We are at the harvest time. Hallelujah. The same seed that was planted must be harvested. When Jesus is coming to this earth, he's coming to look for people that look like him. Praise the name of the Lord. He said we shall be like him. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah.
When? In heaven or here?
Yeah.
Here. He said we shall be like him. Let God be true. Let every man be what? A liar. Let all the Bible schools be liars. But let the word of God be what? Be true.
Amen.
I want to stop here tonight. But I believe God that a seed has been deposited in your heart. That word has power.
Amen.
It's a voice that can cause life to come out of you if you open up your heart to it. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you all. The question or not.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well done.
You are responding like someone who was not blessed. Shout hallelujah. Much was said, and I believe from what was spoken, a seed has been invested into your soul. A seed has been planted. And it is your duty to allow that seed to grow and germinate and bear fruit.
Amen.
Even though I am a child of God. Now, every child of God is born to inherit. To inherit from God. But until you are mature, you cannot inherit. Until you are mature, you cannot inherit. So that is why everybody's desire is God helping to get to the place of a son. God help me so I can mature into a son. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Listen to what the word of God says. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Upon whose shoulder? The child? The child?
The son.
Upon whose shoulder? The son's shoulder. The government shall be upon the shoulder of the son. So until you mature to a son, the government of God is not upon your shoulder. You are not entrusted. That is why your desire to be God helps you to grow. I want to be a son. So that I will take responsibility. So that you will invest your power in me. So that you will entrust me with what
to her. And the government shall be upon his soul. Listen to the next one. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. That one for children, come for sons. And of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. And of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. And it shall sit upon the throne of his father David to order him. But how can you order? How can you sit over the kingdom of God to order it out if you are not your mature? You do not have the ability to do things that you are required to do as a child. If you are entrusted with it, you will either throw it away or someone will take it away from you. Because you don't have the ability to do what you want to do. Hallelujah. You don't have the one, they are here. So it takes thorns to intrude, it takes thorns to be entrusted. So until you get to a place of song, what God has for you cannot be delivered to you. So your prayer, your desire is, God, help me to become a song. God, help me to become a song. God is looking for people who are mature. Who are mature. And the world is waiting for the song to help them out. Said the creature was made subject and is waiting for the manifestation of the song. So they're not the children, the song. So the songs will set the creature that is subject to corruption free. Amen. How can you be corrupted and then tell somebody who is corrupted? You can't. How can you set somebody free who is in bondage when you are in bondage? You can't. It takes a man who is free to set somebody who is in bondage free. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But that should be your desire. That should be your desire. And get hungry for that every day. Lord, I want to be a son. I want to be a Christ. I want to be conformed into the image of your son Jesus. Lord, take me to that place. God, take me to that place. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In Galatians 4, they said, the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a slave. You are a son, but you are ruled by somebody. You understand what I'm saying? You are a son, but somebody is ruling over you. Come on, change your perspective. You are somebody who is a ruler, but you have been ruled. Can you see that? Why do you be ruled when you are a ruler? Why do you be subject to somebody when you are not meant to be subject to the devil? When the devil was made subject to you, but you have become subject to Satan. Why? Time for the world to see you out there. Say this time. Say this time. Tell somebody by you say they will see me. And know that I'm a child of God. They will see me. And know that I'm a son of God. That I'm a son of God. That I'm a son of God. They will see it. The time has come. Hallelujah. The time has in Jesus' mighty name. And this is what you have tonight. I believe we are blessed tonight. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. You don't need somebody to prophesy that to you tonight. The word of God has come. That is the prophecy you're supposed to carry with you. Do you need somebody to prophesy that to you? God prophesy that to you. Go and say, you are a what? You are a what? Who's supposed to become a what? A ruler. So you don't need someone to come and to be there, huh? Papa, papa, then say, hey, you are there. No. Are you what I'm saying to you? And you don't need to go to that woman or that woman to prophesy that to you. Go and prophesy that to you tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell somebody, say, go and prophesy that to me. God said, I'm a son. God said, because I'm a son, so you will entrust me with his blessing, with his goodness, with his riches. Hello. Put us together for Jesus. This is what we need. Amen. This is what we need. If you hold on to this, I tell you, in a very short time, people will know the difference between you and the people outside. You'll see a clear line through. Amen. 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 Before we pray, if there's something you would like to understand tonight, something you want to know, something you want to understand, or you want to ask a question, the time is given. Hallelujah. You want to ask something, you want to understand something. The Lord bless you. Amen. If you want to understand something, maybe from the teaching, or maybe you have a doubt in something that you want to have a clarity tonight, you'll be helped. Amen. Amen. So may that every one of our doubts are all clear tonight. The Lord bless us. Stand on your feet.
Fire burning in my soul.
can make it to become a song. Lord, let your spirit plant that seed within my soul. Plant that the seed that will transform me into the statue of your son Jesus. Lord, plant that seed into my soul. Plant that seed into my life. Hello? What did I say? You are going to pray tonight that God will plant the seed of the Spirit into your life that will transform you into the image of the Son. That will conform you into the image of the Son. Hallelujah. You are going to go to God tonight. Now pray and say, God, God, the seed that will conform me into the image of your Son. The seed of your Spirit that will conform me into the image of your Son, God. Let that seed be planted in my soul. Reach up once and pray to God tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, that you plant the seed of your Spirit that will conform into the image of your Son. Into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, plant
obedient to instructions. Go to all the prayer tonight. They that led by the
the Spirit. It is to be led by the Spirit. Lord, help me that I will be obedient to your voice. That I will be obedient to your voice. That I will be obedient to your voice. That I will live to be obedient to your voice. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Lord, help me, God. Open my ears, God, to hear. Every time you invoke me, every time you speak, every time you are leading me, Lord, that I will be led by you. God, open my ears, God. Open my ears, God. Open my ears, God. Open my ears, God. To your leading, to your instruction. Open my ears. Open my ears. Open my ears. To your instruction, God. To your leading, God. Open my ears. Open my ears. Open my ears. To your instruction. To your leading.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is one of the major differences. Sons are people that take responsibility. Sons are people that don't need to be told to do things. You know what you ought to do, and you go about doing it. You don't need to be taught. You know wrong from right, and you are doing the right thing. You know what your father says, and that is what you are doing. You are living by the will of your father. You are obedient to your father. You are son. You are going to pray tonight. Lord, help me that I will subject my will to your will. That I will subject my will to your will. I will subject my desire to your desire. I will do that thing that pleases God. Lord, I will conform myself. I will walk in your way. Go to God tonight and pray, God. Lord, help me that I will subject my desire to your desire. I will subject my will to your will. Pray tonight, God. Lord, that I will subject my will to your will, of God. My desire for your desire. Father, you said in your word that your ways are never the ways. Oh God, help me, Lord, that I will know your way and walk by your way, that I will obey you, Lord. I will subject my will to your way, God. I will subject my desire to your desire, to your desire, to your desire, God. Lord, oh God, Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me to subject my will to your will, God. My desire for your desire. Lord, help me. God, help me. God, help me. Listen to what God said in the book of St. John and Mary, Psalm chapter 82, verse 5. He said, I said that they are children of the Most High, and all of them are God's, but everything around them is out of course. The foundation of the eye. I upside down. There are things that are upside down that you need to take responsibility of. You don't need to be told. Look around you, what is happening. It is your responsibility as your son to make sure that you put things under control. It's your responsibility. It's your duty. You don't need to be told. You don't need to be told. You don't need to be told. Right. This thing is right. Jesus gave a parable. He said a man had two sons, and he was about to go to a place. Then he called the two sons and said to the first one, go and do this thing for me. Then that one said, I will do it. And he didn't do it. Then he called the other one and said, go and do this for me, I will do it. But later on, the father came and saw that what he actually done was done. Then he asked, who did it? There was a son who refused to not to do it, but he did it. That will be the Father. In your walk and relation to God, you are obedient to God. God wants to do a mighty work in your life. God wants to release His grace.
all do. Amen. Last we are going to pray. Father, whatever that is making me not to mature in my relationship with you, Lord, deliver me from it tonight. Deliver me from it tonight. Whatever God that continues to make me to be a child, that I'm not growing my walk with you, I am not growing my relationship with God, I am still a child, I'm still growing, I'm still sucking milk, I cannot do good, God. Lord, help me. Deliver me. We're supposed to pray tonight. God, deliver me. God, deliver me. From whatever God that has made me every year, year after year, since I begin the Christian, since I begin your time, I cannot grow. I am still at the same level. I am still at the same level. Lord, deliver me from whatever God that has made me not to grow. Whatever God that did not me of grow as a son. Lord, deliver me tonight.
Be a Lord, dear. Thank you.
Amen.